change of headphone. Anyone who knows me will find the idea of me not wearing headphones at all times a strange one. For the last 6+ years, I've been a faithful purchaser of the Sennheiser PXC series, gently working my way through the range from the 360 to the 550. However, when it came time to buy a spare battery, after repeatedly losing the devils, I discovered that the familiar style I'd grown accustomed to had changed. This wasn't initially a problem. Designs evolve, after all, so I thought I'd simply buy the new version. But I quickly realized the updated design featured angled ear cups. And that's a deal-breaker for me. Angled cups mean I can't wear them the wrong way round, which I prefer when positioning the cable or buttons on a certain side or addressing Bluetooth signal issues caused by my head. Moreover, angled cups prevent me from comfortably tucking one cup behind my ear, a necessity when I'm on site with a client. Nothing leads to a headphone ban quicker than managers being unable to call you whenever they want. Requirements: over-ear design, Bluetooth and wired connectivity. Standard pods. I absolutely despise proprietary pods designed to squeeze more money from me for replacement accessories. Vertical alignment. Headphones must be vertically aligned, not tilted. No noise limiters. I'm not a child and I prefer my music loud. The choice. I initially considered the new Sennheiser PXC, but they failed due to the aforementioned tilt issue. Sennheiser's other suitable models tipped too far into hipster territory for my taste. Bose headphones were too expensive and didn't feel sturdy enough to withstand my lifestyle. Plantronics models were simply too large and tended to fall off my head. Enter an unexpected outsider in headphones, but a venerable name in music. Marshall and their Monitor Bluetooth headphones. The good. Strong Bluetooth. The Bluetooth connection is significantly stronger than Sennheiser's. I can leave my phone on my desk and comfortably move around my flat without any signal issues, a massive improvement. Snug fit. These headphones fit tightly and snugly, which may be too tight for some, like my wife, but it's a definite plus for me. Sound quality. The audio is richer, fuller, and significantly louder than the Sennheiser's, a major upgrade. Dual input. While working, I often use the Pomodoro timer from my phone via Bluetooth, but remain wired in for calls and other audio needs simultaneously. The Marshall headphones handle both connections effortlessly, a pleasant surprise. The bad. No lateral movement. Given their classic design, I didn't expect lateral movement, and the lack of additional joints certainly enhances structural integrity. However, without lateral flexibility, I feel extra pressure when tucking one ear cup behind my ear. Control knob. This is an annoying gimmick. It's actually a mini joystick rather than a knob, making it fiddly and unintuitive. Changing volume should involve turning a knob, not nudging a joystick. The unexpected. Replaceable headphone pads. My beard and stubble tend to shred headphone pads, leading to frequent replacements. The Sennheiser pads were always a pain to change, whereas Marshall's magnetic pads are refreshingly easy to swap out. Retro feel. These headphones gave me a nostalgic flashback to my dad's old Pioneer SE25 headphones, a set I adored years ago, a delightful retro touch. The conclusion. It's still early days and the Marshall headphones aren't quite as gentle on my ears as the Sennheisers. However, the substantial upgrades in nearly every other aspect make them a clear winner. Recommended.